Hey, yo, what up? It's 1615 Media and Podcast, and I'm your host, Ronnie Ranson. I hope today you guys are in a place of peace. I hope your work week has been terrific. Hope you've gotten things done. Hope you've accomplished some goals. And I hope you're in a place right now where you're ready to receive God's word. I have something real special for you today. It was kind of one of those deals where I woke up this morning, and lately, I haven't been doing this very long, but for the last month or two, I've been sitting back. When I wake up, instead of just getting up and getting after it, I kind of find about 10 to 15 minutes of quiet time, just meditation, not the Indian style, put smoke on a candle and just hum, not that kind of meditation. It's more of a close my eyes and pray, but then also listen to what God tells me in return. Okay, I feel like a lot of us say prayers, but we don't always listen to the response and how God reaches back out to us. And you can't always get that in 15 or 20 minutes. It's not always going to happen, but when you seek mentally to try to find that answer, it just makes you a stronger human being, makes you more ready to dominate God's plan for you. One of the things that I woke up on this morning, I said, God, what is it that you want to tell me? What is it that you want to put on my heart today to convey to other people? And he gave me the title, God Rich. God Rich. What is it like to be God Rich? Okay? Because we know what it's like to be rich as a human being. You know, wealth. You hear in the churches, you hear in the streets, you hear on TV all the time. You hear a lot of motivational speakers. How can I become rich? 10 good ways to be successful. All these things, but no one teaches you how to be God rich. So today, I just wanted to convey the message that I have for you that God laid on my heart about God rich. And it's going to be coming from some scripture. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. It says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich." Once again, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich," he was rich is what it says, "yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich." What does that mean? So let's take a look at the fact that it says he was rich. See, when Satan was evicted from heaven, this became his world. In the Bible, it says that there are two masters, and when I leave, there will only be one. Who's the other one? Satan. So with Satan being a master of this earth, with him having total control, or not total control, because God has the last say so, but with him having control of this world, that makes him a master. See, when you have people follow you and you have control over people's minds and thoughts, you are a master. Okay? So here's the deal. We've got Christ, who was rich when he was in heaven. That's God rich. It might not be multimillionaire. He might not have real estate like we have here, where people are buying up all kind of real estate, flipping houses. See, don't work like that in heaven. See, the Bible describes heaven as a perfect place. And when it's perfect, that means you're healthy, you're strong, you never have to worry about food. Yes, there are certain attributes, like the streets are gold. We know that for sure. So that's God rich. Never worrying, never sad, never sick. God rich. So he was rich when he was in heaven, and then he came here to live like man, so that through his poverty, we can become rich. So that means we were not rich then and we're not rich now. It says that through his poverty, we can become rich. So when does the God rich take place? Think about right now. Think about the last time you got sad. See, according to Jesus, that's a classification of non-rich. See, God rich, there is no sadness. There is no weeping. There is no, I don't know where I'm going to get my next meal or how I'm going to pay my next bill. There is no, my grandfather just found out he has a tumor. See, these are signs that are of the world, which is why he said we can become rich. How do you do that? How do you become God rich? Well, through his poverty, he came to show us what it is that he expects of us. What does he expect of us? To become disciples for him and lead people to Christ so that through his salvation, we can become God rich. It's amazing to think that we have so many people in this world that feel that they're already rich because they have financial status. I was once a person who I was driven by money because I thought that the God I serve wanted me to prosper financially, which he does not have a problem with that. But let's remember what he told the rich man. If you really want to know what he told the rich man, go look it up. He asked that this rich man give away all his things and serve God. Why is it that God requested this rich man to give away all his things? See, because you can only serve one master. So with you having these things in possession, makes it very difficult for you to serve the ultimate master. Is that saying that all rich people are bad? Absolutely not. I've met some terrific rich people who are completely responsible with the money that Christ bestowed upon them. I know rich people that have done tremendous things. I know rich people that have fed the poor and helped people in need when they were sick and sheltered homeless people. I know people like that. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad people. Let's just remember what God said to do. You can't serve two masters. You will either love one and hate the other. It's simple. Also, what did he say about the rich man? A rich person will find it'll be harder for a rich man to get into the kingdom than it will be a camel to get through the eye of a needle. Now, see, most people think about an actual needle. But go back and do your research on what the eye of a needle actually was and how camels had to scoop down low to get inside of one. Okay? It's not an actual pin needle. But I say all this to say, what is God rich? How does God operate in his richness? Is your health a portion of your riches? You'll see a lot of pastors today that call themselves prophets, and they'll tell you things like, God wants you to prosper. He wants you to be rich. And they'll write books and get them published. And these people are nice people. They're good people. But the Bible says that my people they will perish for the lack of knowledge. That's a proverb. My people will perish for the lack of knowledge. You have to do your research on what it is that God truly wants for us, because there is no title. God doesn't see you and say, oh, he's a millionaire. He doesn't see you and say, oh, he's homeless. He sees you and says, it's either my son or it's my daughter. He doesn't see your Lamborghini. He doesn't see your Toyota Corolla. He doesn't judge you off of the status. The world may judge you because we're not living in God's. This is the devil's playground. This is the devil's playground, and it's unclean. So the world is going to judge you for certain things like that, but God does not. God rich is different than world rich. So my message today is, what type of rich do you want to be? Proverbs 28:25 says, a greedy man stirs up strife, but the one who trusts in the Lord will be enriched. If you trust in the Lord, you will be enriched. Does this mean financially? See, if you trust in the Lord so much, this means that you have faith in him, so that when you die, you shall not die. You shall have eternal life through Jesus Christ. And I just want all of you to know the true definition of rich. You can even go to Job 22:23. It says, if you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. If you remove injustice far from your tents, if you lay gold in the dust and gold of Ophir among the stones of torrent bed, then the Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver. For then you will delight yourself in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to him and he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. If you lay gold in the dust and gold of Ophir among the stones of the torrent bed, then the Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver. Who's willing to sacrifice all of their possessions? I can't even say I'm there yet. That's a different type of faith. Who's willing to put all that to the side and trust completely in God? Like his prayer said, give us this day our daily bread. See, many of us store up for tomorrow's daily bread and the next day's bread and next year's bread. And we begin to get greedy and selfish and setting aside finances for us and us only, for our households only. The mentality of, well, as long as my kids are eating, I'm doing my job. Yes, you're doing your job. And there's nothing wrong with having money saved up and being smart with your finances. But God knows whether or not you're willing to give it all away. The question is, are you that person that's willing to give it all up if God asked you to? God rich. I hope I helped someone today, and I just want you to know that we serve a God who loves you unconditionally. But there will be a day that we have to answer for our sins, and he knows whether or not we're willing to be God rich or world rich. Does the world matter to you, or does God matter to you? I pray that this touched someone, and I hope it helped you like it helped me when I read these scriptures this morning. It gave me a different perspective on what it is that's important. Hey, have a blessed week. Tomorrow, wake up and try to focus on being God rich and let him do the rest for you instead of focusing on personal goals, how to become rich. Focus on how to be God rich. Love you guys. It's 1615 Media. I'm checking out. Holla.